In this edition of the Bucks Daily Minute Cast, I have the latest on Tom Brady and what's going on in his life. There is a thing out there talking about who do you think will win the NFC South and who will win all the divisions in the NFL. And then meet the many faces of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All of that and more next on this edition of the Bucks Daily Minute Cast. Keep it right here.
Minicast Media.
10,000!
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast starts right now.
Bust out 3, 1, 2, 3, bust!
This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast.
Well, hello and a welcome in to this edition of the Bucks Daily Minute Cast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. You can find this podcast on the Bucks Report. Check it out online, bucksreport.com. You can find it on YouTube. Just look up the Bucks Report. And then you can also find this podcast wherever you find your audio podcast. So when you're using your podcatcher of choice, make sure and hit that follow or subscribe button. That way you will know when the new podcasts are available. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. So in this episode, we are going to talk about the latest on Tom Brady. We're going to talk about who the Athletic thinks is going to win the divisions around the NFL and then meet the faces of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So just to start it off here, the latest on Tom Brady, and I don't want to make this that kind of podcast where it's all the rumor mill, but he is the face of the franchise. He is the greatest of all time in the NFL, so it only seems to be the right thing to do, at least to address it in part here. There seems to be some drama going on at the Tom Brady house, according to Page Six, which I know isn't the Bible. It's not the above all be all. His wife, Giselle Bundchen, has left their Tampa home for Costa Rica. Following a series of arguments from Page Six, they said Tom and Giselle are in a fight right now, a source told Page Six. A second source said there's been trouble in the marriage over his decision to unretire. Giselle has always been the one with the kids. And if you're a family person out there, if you have kids, you know what that's talking about. You don't want to always be the one where your significant other is going out and doing something and you have to be at home. I don't think it's any different in the world of the NFL. I don't think it's any different in the world of Tom Brady. You know, he can go out there and say, you know, I am the greatest of all time. I am the greatest hockey player or football player, the greatest quarterback of all time. But his wife could also say the same thing, that she had a big career before in her younger day as well. They had agreed he would retire to focus on the family. Then he changed his mind. And, you know, that's one of the things that I don't think we'll ever know the answer to. Why did he retire and then all of a sudden unretire? And when he was asked, his dad was asked, why did his son retire? He said it was from internal pressures or internal forces pushing. Was that his wife pushing him to retire? I guess we'll never know. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback had missed 11 days of training camp in August for family time via Pro Football Network. As important as football is to Brady, so is his family, and the Buccaneers have given him his space to be with them. Bowles emphasized that Brady not being with the team was planned and communicated. A league source said that Brady was definitely not expected to retire again and would fulfill his commitment to his coaches and his teammates. The interesting thing about Brady here, though, is he did sign that TV deal, that the moment that he is done with football, he will take on that responsibility. That is also a very busy responsibility. Is he going to be able to fulfill that commitment? That remains to be seen. This is what Bundchen commented on Brady's Instagram announcement of his return to football in March via The Spun. Here we go again. Let's go, Lovey. Let's go, Bucks. The Buccaneers will open up this season on September 11th against the Dallas Cowboys at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. So it is a bit interesting to, you know, to think about why did he retire and what is the nature of why Tom Brady missed 11 days. Why does it seem he's so downtrodden? Why is he using four-letter words in his press conference? You know, it is speculation, and I know that was page six. That was their view as to what was going on. I guess we'll never know. I don't think that Tom Brady's going to ever divulge, you know, what is going on in his personal life, but you know, where they say where there's smoke, there's fire. And, you know, potentially that could be what the issue was. So the Athletic was posed with a question of who they think is going to win the NFC South. And surprise, surprise, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers won out, 43 picks to win the NFC South, the Saints and Panthers and Falcons, respectively, after that. Tom Brady is back, and every expert thinks the Bucs will win the NFC South again after winning in 2021. The Saints won four consecutive division titles before the Bucs took it last year. Tampa Bay lost guard Ali Marpet to retirement, and center Ryan Jensen is hurt. That could spell trouble for Brady with the offensive line. The Athletic's NFL model only gives the Bucs a 58.7 chance to win the NFC South. The Saints have the second best at 31.3. And I think that anytime Tom Brady is the quarterback of a football team, he is going to be favored to win it all. And I think the Buccaneers, despite all the injuries, despite the injury to Ryan Jensen and everything that else is going on, I still favor the Bucs to win the NFC South. You know, I know that's not really a novel thing to say considering that I cover this team, but I do think that the Buccaneers are in a good position. I think that, you know, with Russell Gage and Julio Jones and Godwin coming back and Mike Evans, and, you know, it is kind of a dream team out on the field. And I think that it's one of the teams that we'll look back on in years and go, wow, I was alive to see that football team play football. And you know, the people are going to say, you saw Tom Brady play, you saw him play with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. You can look at him and say, yeah, I was alive for that. I saw that, you know, much the way the same kids look at and go, you saw Joe Montana play, you saw Elway play. It's going to be like that, except magnified, because as great of a good football player as Montana and Elway were as great quarterbacks, none of them are close to what Tom Brady is. So just to kind of, you know, however this season shakes out, I am favoring them to win the Super Bowl. But, you know, even more than that, I think just the ability to say, I saw Brady play, I saw the Bucs play, and I saw this all-star team, you know, play football, and I saw it, and I didn't watch it on some archival footage. I saw it in real time. That is going to be something that is going to be big in the future. So just in the final part here, we're going to talk about the many faces of the Buccaneers. This was in the Athletic as well. I won't go over all of them, but Shaq Barrett, he's only 29, but thanks to splitting his career between the AFC Broncos and the NFC Bucks, he has at least one tackle against all of 32 NFL teams and sacks against 26. He has a chance to add the Ravens, Bengals, and Packers to his sacks list this year. And Shaq Barrett, I am glad he's on this team for his many contributions. Tom Brady, number 12 quarterback, has won seven Super Bowls, the most of any player in NFL history. Just really let that sink in sometime. Also has tossed the Lombardi Trophy over open water, and I don't think he'll ever live that down. And I think, you know, that's what happens when Tom Brady drinks alcohol. His body is probably not used to absorbing that kind of alcohol. So just taking a look at some of the other different players, Lavonte David, number 54, tackles for loss have been an official stat only since 1999, but David has 133 of them his career. He needs only six more to pass Brian Urlacher for the most ever for an off-ball linebacker, and another two at his current pace. He'll rank in the top 10. And just taking a look at some of the other big names on the team, Mike Evans, number 13 wide receiver at 29. He's already the Bucs' career leader in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdown catches. This year, he should become the first Bucs receiver to reach 10,000 receiving yards and the first Tampa Bay Bucs non-kicker to reach 500 career points scored. The real question, will the Bucs' robust receiving depth bring an end to his NFL record streak of seven seasons with 1,000-plus receiving yards to open a career? And there's a lot of questions out there. You got Russell Gage, you got Julio Jones, and his number one target out there, just to think about it, is you know, is he going to still be able to do that? Is he going to be able to do that with Godwin out there? That is the real question out there. Leonard Fournette, number seven running back, could he break the team record for receptions by running back this year? Fournette had 69 catches in 14 games last year before a hamstring injury ended his season. He was on pace for 83 catches, just too shy of James Wilder's team record set in 1984. He also finds the end zone frequently frequently with 22 touchdowns in two seasons in Tampa after 23 seasons and twice as many touchdowns in Jacksonville. So after 23 that he got in Jacksonville, he is able to spread that wealth amongst the Jaguars and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And just looking along the list, Chris Godwin, we're so happy to have Chris Godwin back. He's only 26, but could finish the season as the Bucs' number two receiver all time behind Evans in receiving yards and touchdowns. He needs only 376 yards to get there and six touchdowns, though Brate is four touchdowns ahead of him. Taking a look down the list here at some other big names here as well. Julio Jones, a longtime rival in Atlanta. Jones has not only the most receiving yards against the Bucs of any opponent in their history, it's the most for any active NFL player against any NFL team. He won't add to the total anytime soon, but he is also the second most touchdowns against the Bucs with 11, one less than the Packers' great Sterling Sharp. So there is a lot of big names out there. Scotty Miller, I'm so glad he is on the team. The receiver's now famous touchdown catch against the Green Bay Packers in 2020 is one of just six touchdowns of 33 yards or longer in the final 10 seconds of a halfway in any playoff game since 1994. And those are just some of the biggest players that are on the team and just kind of a real all-star team like I talked about going forward. This Tampa Bay Buccaneers team should be proud. They are in a good position to do great things. You know, I know that there's certain things that kind of have pushed them in a bad direction, you know, losing Jensen. You know, that is a big one. And I know that Tom Brady relied heavily on Jensen, but I do think that at the end of the day, the Bucs are in a good position to win the NFC South. All right. Once again, thank you for joining me on this edition of the Bucs Daily Minute Cast, and I'll talk to you next time.